Even more important than this immediate shortage is that it highlights an important long-term problem in the medical community, and that is the shortage of these types of drugs and materials. The shortages are now occurring more regularly in other drugs as well. And just like with ASP, it's something of a mystery as to why. The companies don't say anything. No one quite knows. Hospitals were not made aware of a disruption in the supply chain in a timely way. And neither, actually, is the FDA. So they can't warn hospitals that this drug is short, you better conserve it, or you better find another place for it, et cetera. In fact, the company was sent a short note to the hospitals and the FDA after the shortage started occurring. That's not acceptable. So second, in addition to asking ASP to be clear on what they're doing to alleviate the shortage and how soon that will occur, we're asking the FDA to look into the reporting process for shortages in medical devices and their accompanying products. Bottom line is that it is up to companies like ASP to voluntarily report shortages or disruptions in their supply chains, and that is not good enough. The FDA should start requiring companies to report major disruptions, especially companies like ASP that produces this, when they're a monopoly, because it means there's no alternative.